now to Ukraine. The government has requested that Turkey detain and arrest a Russian-flagged cargo ship carrying what it says are several thousand tons of Ukrainian grain taken from a Russian-occupied port. The request comes as the BBC and Financial Times reported satellite images and GPS data that indicates Russia could be exporting grain smuggled out of occupied Ukrainian territory. To look at this, we're joined by economics and business correspondent with AFP in Russia, Andrea Palashano. Andrea, you're very welcome to the programme. Things seem to be moving very quickly around this issue of exporting grain. There's this ship off the Turkish coast, and there's certainly a lot of evidence that would suggest the cargo on that, the grain cargo on that ship, did come from a Russian-occupied part of Ukraine.
Absolutely. So what is interesting to understand is what has actually happened to this boat. The exports of Russian grain to anywhere in the world are not forbidden right now. There is no sanctions on those. And Russia has a lot of grain. So what is going on there exactly? What we see is ships, backed up by the data from the BBC and the FT, is ships allegedly pretending to leave a Russian port, but then actually switching off their transponders, so their radios, transmission systems, and they seem to be actually docking in Crimea. And that doesn't make sense, right, if exports from Russia are allowed. But what seems to be happening there, and the whole point of docking in Crimea, which is under sanctions, would be, in fact, to load Ukrainian grain that seems to be smuggled from Ukrainian-occupied territories.
Now, one of the big problems here for Ukraine, the Ukrainian economy, is that their own difficulties in trying to get their grain exports out to countries where it is really, really badly needed. Recent military developments with Snake Island, just off the southern coast of Ukraine. The Ukrainians have got it back. There is a hope now that that will begin a process whereby they will be able to export grain.
So what is happening right now in Ukraine? So first of all, Russia and Ukraine, both of them, 25% of the world grain exports. So that's huge. Any little disruption to their system is going to be felt, is going to have a ripple effect across the world. And in Ukraine right now, first of all, they have their own cargo ships filled with their own grain that are blocked in their own ports. And why is that? It's because expecting Russia to attack these ports, they have been mined so as to prevent an attack. But now de facto, they're finding themselves blocked by these mines. And obviously, the whole conflict has had a huge impact on the harvest of this year, because first of all, a lot of stocks of grain have been destroyed. A lot of land that was going to be harvested has either been evacuated or has been shelled. So absolutely, the harvest in Ukraine this year is heavily disrupted, and the preparation for next season also. So Ukraine is in quite a difficult position right now.
And it is really important, not only for the Ukrainian economy, it's important internationally as well, because if they cannot get that grain out and they're already going to be struggling for harvest next year, it will affect grain prices around the world, won't it?
Absolutely. And we were already in a situation where commodity prices were up after the pandemic. And this is really an additional pressure where there is demand and there is less supply, or the supply is under extreme pressure. So, yes, there will be a strong impact. Russia, on the other hand, is in a much stronger position, because obviously none of their agricultural production has been affected. And they are expecting a record harvest this year. So what we're seeing right now
is... And are they getting the price for it, Andrea? I mean, I know that agricultural exports from Russia are not officially sanctioned, but I'd imagine there are problems with buying Russian grain, and they might not get as a full market price.
Absolutely. It's similar to the oil situation. So all of the disruptions are priced in to the Russian grain. So it is between $20 and $40 cheaper than, let's say, French grain, for example. And it's because what's priced in are the difficulties with payment system, the payment systems, the logistics difficulties, etc. But, you know, they still have a lot of grain. They're sitting on a huge pile of grain, and they can, even though it's a bit more difficult, a bit less lucrative, they can still export it. And what we're seeing now is Russia using that as a pressure point to ask other countries to lift the sanctions against it.
Well, in Moscow, the Kremlin has repeatedly denied that it has seized Ukrainian grain, is smuggling captured grain out of the Ukraine. That has been their position. That's what they're saying.
Absolutely. So we have a very sort of complicated picture from the ground, because the occupying forces in Ukraine, they actually have said that some grain had departed from Melitopol, so Kherson Oblast, to Russia. So they have said that some grain had left the occupied territories in the direction of Russia. But the Kremlin says that there is no smuggling. So here, what we could see is a play on words, because this could indicate that Russia doesn't consider those occupied territories to be actually occupied. It could indicate, even though they haven't said so, that they just consider that to be Russian grain.
A bit of a play on words. Andrea Palaciano from AFP in Russia, thank you very much for joining us on the program.